If you're happy and you know it, do you have a happy vacuum cleaner? Does your vacuum cleaner have a happy smile on its face? This is Henry, my vacuum cleaner. But today it's a really interesting question. A lot of people say to me, Roel, you've got such a basic vacuum cleaner. He doesn't even have a retractable cord. You have to wind the cord. I love him because he sucks really hard. He cleans the floor and he's uncomplicated. He's a basic vacuum cleaner. And the reason I know he's so good is everywhere I go in the world, internationally in big five-star hotels, all the cleaners who have to have very clean hotels have Henry vacuum cleaners. Yay! So, back to basics. What if we don't get away from the basics? Is it possible that we wouldn't have to go back to basics? Food, exercise, money, relationships, all the things that I bring together every day at Romax, the things that I'm studying every single day, which are, how do I be healthy, fit and strong? How do I have a career or business that I love? How can I be financially free? And how can I have great people in my life? And the fundamentals of that are all, they're all simple. So if I want to get fit, I've got to get puffed. If I want to get strong, I've got to lift heavy. If I want to have a basic healthy body when it comes to food and nutrition, is it possible that most of what I eat should either run on the ground or grow in the ground? And there's a big argument about carnivore and plant-based diets and all of that stuff. But if I have most of what I eat isn't screwed with, it hasn't been highly processed, it doesn't have chemicals in it, so I'll say it again, it either runs on the ground or it grows in the ground, is it possible that my body will be healthier? So I'll be fit, I'll be strong, I'll get the nutrition that I need. If I have a career or business that I love, I keep getting better at it and I add massive value to people's lives. That's pretty basic, but it's the foolproof plan. And I'm going to say that again. If you're doing what you're really passionate about and you keep getting better at it and you add massive value to people's lives, of course you are going to have a successful business. You're going to have a successful career path. So that part's really simple. What about finances? Again, really simple. Spend less than you earn and invest the rest. It's been suggested if whatever amount of money you earn, learn to live on around about 70 or 80% of that, invest the rest, and you'll be able to either retire financially free, you will be financially secure if you invest wisely, or you can actually be wealthy. It's a pretty simple process, and I'll reverse it. If you spend more than you earn, then you're going to go broke. So you have to do the opposite. If you don't move your body, it will rot away, it will get weak, you'll get sick and you'll get frail and you'll get old really fast and you'll get fat. That's what happens if you don't do the simple basics. If you're not fit and you're not strong, you'll be unfit and weak. If you don't have a career or business that you love, you're going to have a lousy, stinking, rotten job, or a job that you only like sometimes, or you wake up not wanting to go and do it because you don't like it. If you spend more than you earn, you'll go broke. And then the relationship one is really interesting. We can't decide what other people are going to do. We can't tell other people what to do. We can't hope they're going to be nice people. But we get to choose who we have in our life. So the basics of relationships is very simple. Do I have anybody in my life who doesn't respect me, who doesn't treat me respectfully? And if it's the person closest to you, do they love you and do they treat you respectfully? And if not, why would they be in your life? I think life is meant to be simple. I don't want it to be complicated. And more importantly than that, I want our kids to know that they can be healthy, fit and strong, have a career or business that they love, be financially free and have great relationships, which means the information that they are given, whether they watch it, see it, hear it, they're told it, but ultimately wouldn't it be nice if we were living it? What if we keep it simple? Why do we use big words? It's been suggested by the best communication experts in the world that if you want to communicate effectively with anybody, keep it about the 7 to 10-year-old age group level. Because after that, we start specializing in things. But if a 7-year-old can understand it, and even better, if you can explain it to a 7-year-old and they can explain it to their 7-year-old friend, it means that you understand it because you can keep it really simple. So why would we use big words? Why not just use little ones? Why would we make things complicated when they're really, really easy? When it comes to food and exercise, there's so much information, contradicting, controversial information about numbers and days of the week and how many times and what you should weigh and how many calories and how many steps and how many reps and how many sets. And it's all so confusing. The simple process is get puffed and you'll get fit. Overload your muscles and bones safely and fast, you'll get strong. And if you're fit and strong, is it possible that your brain will work better? So then you can stick to the basics rather than having to make things really complicated. And is it possible that things become complicated because people have got big egos? And that's one of the really interesting questions. If you can't explain it simply, is that because you want to be complicated? You want to use big words so that you make other people feel like they're not as good as you. And that's an ego thing, isn't it? And I certainly don't want to be that person. So that's why I've got this lovely little creature. I love Henry. Apart from the fact that he's got a smiley face and he's a great piece of equipment that sucks up dirt off the floor, he is a basic piece of equipment. And the reason that five-star hotels use him is because he doesn't have complicated pieces. He doesn't have an electronic retractable cord. You actually have to roll it, which means there's less parts to get broken. So if we keep it simple, there's less parts to screw up, there's less things to get complicated about, there's less mistakes to be made, which means back to the basics could possibly be the best way to live. And here's the ultimate way to live, isn't it? Be healthy, fit and strong, have a career or business that you love, be financially free so money's not controlling your life, and have great people in your life. And then you could live your life to the max. Super-doo-doo, how are you living my life?